Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And we're beginning a brand new Simen Tov Kuf Pei Zayim. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and this deals with blowing a shofar inside a pit. We're going to do Sif Aleph today. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber starts. This is a quotation from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Hatokeh Abasol Chabor, if a person blows inside a bor, inside a pit, Obasol Chamorah, or inside some sort of a cave, so Osamaom Dimso Chabor, those people that are inside the pit, inside the cave, the Hama'ora, Yotzu, they're fully Yotzu, because they're hearing the sound of the shofar. However, the people that are outside the pit, outside the cave, Vaom Dim Bachutz, it depends. Im Kol Shofar Shamu, if they in fact heard the actual sounds of the shofar and not an echo of the shofar, Yotzu. However, Vim Kol Havara Shamu, but if they heard the echo, either alone or in addition to the sound of the shofar, then lo yatsu. They're not going to fulfill their obligation. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Aleph, Hu Dina de Mishnah. This is, as I said, point out the Berurah Gola. This is the straightforward recitation of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Because our Rishonim, the various Rishonim, discuss this. And they say as follows, Shemishnah zu letzorech nishne b'shas ha'gzeira. The reason why this Mishnah even occurs, who would think about blowing in a pit? Was because the Goyim, they persecuted us and they told us we can't blow shofar at pain of death. So people have to do this in a secretive way, in a way that wouldn't necessarily draw a lot of noise and a lot of publicization. So therefore they would go inside these pits or these caves and the sounds would be muffled and therefore it wouldn't make such a commotion. Shekazru almost Nebuch, the nations that are persecuting us, they were decreeing Shlo Yikayim Yisrael Simitzus. They didn't let us fulfill the mitzvahs, including blowing shofar. And therefore, V'nischabu Baboros Ubama'oros L'kayim. And therefore, we had to hide in either these pits or in these caves in order to be Mekayim various mitzvahs, including shofar blowing. That's why we have stories in the Gemara, in Shabbos, and other places where Nebuchadnezzar was sometimes concerned that the Goyim were coming and there were stampedes, and Nebuchadnezzar, there were people killed and crushed in the commotion when they thought that the Goyim were coming. Siv Beis, if you're blowing inside a pit, O Besol Hamara, or inside a cave, V'wad Din, the same din applies in a Martev. A Martev is like a cellar. This is brought down the name of the Morgan of Ram, which we'll see in a moment in the Bir Halacha as well. V'chi ha'gabna mokum shutacha sakarka. This is talking about a basement level, a lower level that is underneath the level of the ground. Shekol ha'tkiya misa'arim kol ha'vara lom demechutz. If somebody's standing outside, they're not in the cellar, so they're hearing not only the original sound possibly, but also an echo of the sound. Ubebinyan shirubo al hakarka. If you're dealing with a structure, a building that is mostly above ground, umiktsoso besocha karka, and a small part of it is below ground, then shari, then it's good, because you can assume then daide shirubo lamalim in hakarka, since the majority of the structure of the room, the building, is above the ground. Lo mizbal balakol. You're not really hearing an echo, but you're really hearing the sound of the shofar. V'nishma kol shofar af lomnim mechutz. And in this way, you're hearing the actual sounds of the shofar, the people that are standing outside. He tells us, "Ayn the bir halacha, mashik kusabnu b'zeh." So, in the dibur amaskul of the bir halacha, o besol chamara, he brings down that this is the opinion of the Morgan of Romans. I already brought down from the Sharon Sion Os Beis, and he says this is mishum di ikar kol havara bomi omekabar, because in this situation, if there's a concern that the sound is being blown from deep inside this pit, that you may be hearing an echo coming from the depth of the pit. K'moshe cause of a rush l'shitas Rashi. This is the Rush's understanding of Rashi. Now, the Bir Halacha Chofetz Chaim, a few lines down further, says Mikol Mokum Nira, the calls that im ein hamokum hanomuch mechusa. That which we said that if it's a little bit underneath the ground, but most of it is above the ground, it's okay. That's only if it's not covered up. The part that's under the ground, the subterranean area, is not covered up. If it's open with the rest of the house, then it's not a concern. Avolim ze hamokum, if this area that's under the ground level is mechusa b'krushim, is covered up with boards. Bevadai efshali shama shom kol avara v'hiru k'martev. Then we do have a concern that this is like a cellar, like a bar, like a ma'ara, and then you're all concerned that you're hearing the sound of the echo and not the actual sound of the shofar. And it says even if it's not covered up, again, be'enu mechusa, efshad davka be'enu omokar be, that's only if it's not very deep. But if it's deep underneath the ground, avol im hamokom omokar be, if it's very deep, even though it's a minority compared to the larger structure above it, but still, since it's so deep, it is significant, and the Chofetz Chaim leaves with Tzarech I, and he's not sure in that situation what would the halacha be. The issue footnote number one brings down, even if the house has no windows or doors to allow the sound out, it's all sealed, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, sheino dino kibar. That's not considered a bar. If you're in that house, it certainly is okay, but even if you're outside the house, The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say from the poskim that the din of that house is not like a bar, even though there's no windows or doors, and you're just hearing the sound through the walls. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel, and he tells us that those people, Oson Ha'omdim B'Socha Bor V'Amara Yatsu, however, those that are standing, Omdim B'Chutz, it depends whether they hear the sound of the shofar or the echo. The sound of the shofar, they're Yotze, if they hear the echo, they're not. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the B'Socha Bor Gufa, if you're inside the bar or in the cave, Eno Nishma Kol Havara, then it's certain that you're not hearing any Kol Havara. V'Lav Davka, him Kol Gufa B'Bor, and they don't even have to have their whole body there, it's where their head is, where their hearing is. El Afilo Ichnisu Rak Roshim Labor Sagi. As long as their head is inside the bar, even if the rest of them is outside, they're lying on the floor and they put their head into the bar so the goyim won't see them or hear them, so they can hear the sounds of the shofar inside the pit, inside the cave, then they're yotzei. In the Chofetz Chaim Sharet Zion, Oz Gimel, he brings down, this is the opinion of Rashi, Biloshen Rashi Mashma, the Shom L'olam Nishma Kol HaShofar. When you're dealing here inside the bar, you're definitely hearing the call of shofar, not an echo. However, he says the Ritva disagrees. Miloshin a Ritva, Mivor Demina Stam Nishma Shom Kol Shofar. It's just probable that you're hearing the sound of the shofar. But Ubinirlo the Kol Havara Shoma, but if it appears that maybe you hear some echo too, then Bavade Lo Yotza, then you're not Yotza, even though you're in the pit. And this may not be a machlokas as Rashi, just Rashi doesn't discuss it. Maybe Rashi would say the same thing, that if there is any concern that you're hearing an echo, then you're not Yotze. If your body is inside the bar, but your head is outside, so then again, we don't care about your body. We hear where you're hearing it from. If your head is inside the bar, even though your body is outside, that's good. If your head is outside, then you have to be concerned, even though your body is inside the bar or the ma'ara, that maybe you're hearing an echo and you're not yotze. Sivkon, hey, but if you're certain that you heard the actual sound of the shofar, the Mishbur says, Yatsu, Vushi is skavin hatokei alutziyam. Obviously, the person who's blowing shofar has to have in mind that he's being motzi you, and you have to have in mind that you're listening. Or, if you're alternatively, you're talking about a person who's blowing in the shul, so he knows he's intending to be motzi everybody who's listening, whether he knows that they're listening or not. By definition, the chazan always has intention to be motzi anybody that's listening, even though he may not be aware that there are people listening. But if you heard the sound of the echo, Pirush, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im kol hashofar shomu lebesof kol havara. Even though you heard both of them together, lo yotzu, you're not going to be yotzi. Shari kol posul ma'orav im kol hashofar, because a non-good sound is heard with a good sound, so that is no good. Now, the issue for number two brings down the interesting question, what about hearing aids? So, Dear Shavu number two says, "V'kol hashofar hanishma ide machshir shmiya." If you listen to the sound of the shofar with a hearing aid, or you hear it with a telephone, or with some sort of an electrical system of amplification, v'ramkol hashmali. So you have a blowhorn that is electrical blowhorn. So nechliku achronim whom nidon kikol avar. There's a big machlokas among the poskim whether this is considered like you're actually hearing the shofar or you're hearing an echo. So the great Munkacha, the Minchas Eluzer, writes, "Shari hu kikol havar." He says this is an echo. And this is also the opinion, Shel's Shuvah's Pnei Maven. On the other hand, Moshe Feinstein's Atzal in the Igros Moshe says, She'ein hu nidon kikol havar. The hearing through a hearing aid is hearing it and is not considered an echo. And there's also the opinion of Rav Oz's Atzal in the Shevet Alevi. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Atzal, he was really an expert on electricity and on hearing aids, and he wrote a whole kuntras about this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Atzal writes, Tam Acher. Another reason, Madu Ashomea Kol Shofar Yedei Machshirim Elu Lo Yotzei Dechova. He says another reason why you're not Yotzei. He says that these Machshirim, these hearing aids and devices, they don't let you hear the sound of the shofar. Einam Avirin is Galei Hakol Shotzei Shofar. You're not hearing the sound waves that come out from the shofar, but what you're doing is having this hearing aid translate those sound waves into new sound waves that you can hear. Elegalei Kol Chadoshim. These electrical devices go and collect the sounds of the shofar, and then they reproduce sounds that you can hear. And therefore, they're not considered, therefore, that you're hearing the sounds of the shofar itself. On the other hand, you have different opinions. The Chazon Ish is mistapik whether this is true or not. And he held l'daito efshar sha'af alpi shegalei kol notes shoyde rabozim chashmalolim. Even though you're creating these electrically created sound waves, nevertheless, he says they come from the shofar. Kivan shegali kol shofar heim sheyitzru es hazeromim. Since these waves were created by the shofar and it's heard immediately, v'kol nishman biyad nishaset kia, it's being heard at the same time, kider shart kia, like every other person listening to them. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, harei ze nidon kekol shel shofar, he does hold that this is considered that you're yotzei with the shofar. And this is the opinion of Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe as well. He says as well, looking at the Shailos Chuvas Chalkus Yaakov, Shekosov She'en Lahachshir Shmias Shofar Aydei Machshirim Elu, Mishum Shakolu Kol Shofar V'Kol Dover Acher. He disagrees and says, Chalkus Yaakov, that you're not Yotzi because even though some of it is the real shofar, some of it is these artificially created sound waves, and therefore it's like an echo and it's a combination, and if it's Me'uruv, Kol Shofar and Kol Dover Acher, that is no good. The issue footnote number 3 says, kolavar lo yotzi dechaba. Why is a person not yotzi by hearing an echo? So he brings down from Lavush, based upon the pasuk va'avarta shofar in Vayikra Chafhei, pasuk tes, it says this havara is loshon hachraz, it's like an announcement. The shofar has to actually announce, so to say, the shofar has to make the announcement and not via another mechanism, and not with something else. It seems from these words of the Levush, Shepsul Zehu Rak Mitzvah Shofar. This is a specific Vavar to Shofar. So this is specific to Shofar. Shekein Ba Yesh Limud Dover Zeh. Because here there's a specific Pasuk. Avol B'chol Mokum Shetzorach L'Shmoa Dover Ma. But in any other place where there's a Mitzvah to listen to something, for example, the Megillah or Kriyas HaTorah, so then there is no psul here. Aim psulim shomea kolavar. You could hear an echo. You could hear it via a hearing aid or things like that. And this is likewise the opinion of Hagoyim Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. Now, Shelus Chuvas Nishvus Chaim disagrees. He writes, Sha'af b'kriyas ha-megillah yesh psulim shomea kolavar. He says, even for the Megillah, if you hear an echo, it's no good. And there's also mashma in the Shelus Chuvas halachos ketanos and by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi Rav Ozer Zatzal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin, he writes that you're not yotzi if you heard a mixture. The kosher poskim, the sibas dover is there. Tolui be'omek habor or berichel kamokum. Just like we spoke out, the Chofetz Chaim said this in the Bir Halacha. He says it here as well. In much shorter, he says that if the depth of the pit or the distance that you're standing away, that has to be taken into account whether you're hearing the actual sound of the shofar or an echo. The chol adam yesh biyodu lahavchin. Each person has to individually figure out: is he hearing the actual sound of the shofar? Called shofar shama bilchud, just that alone, o ma'orav bo kol avor, or did he hear an echoish sound as well? The issue foot number 5 brings down, if you're dealing with a very large shul, and it has a high ceiling that spreads out the sound waves, so Rav Nissen Karlitz, Asal says, shiv nishma bo kolo hativi shel shofar, but if you hear the sound of the shofar, that is still good. He says additionally, Ubatik Nisius Sheshbahem Kain Sinoros Varuvos Hamabirin is called Bakomos Acheros. If you have sort of a pipe system that transmits the sounds to different places. So Rav Nissen Karlitz says there, Sheesh Lish Lidbok in Nishma Kol Shofar Bilvad or Kolavar. There you have to check to see, are you hearing the actual sound of the shofar or are you hearing an echo? Mishabur continues and says, V'yesh omrim, oh, there are those that further add. Da'afilu atokea beveis ha-knesses, v'yesh omdim b'chutz kitzas rochu menu. Even if you're blowing in the shul, and the people standing outside the shul, but a little bit further away, shayach b'zeh gam ken avchon lefi harichuk mibeis ha-knesses. You have to go figure out, based upon this distance, are you hearing the sounds of the shofar, or are you hearing, in fact, an echo? And this was, unfortunately, a very important din in COVID year, where we had to be very concerned that we weren't actually close to the person who was blowing the shofar. They may have been inside a building. Person in quarantine was inside a building. They were outside, or vice versa. So one had to be very concerned, were you hearing the actual sound of the shofar or not? And he says, Ayin in the bir halacha, mashik usavdu vazeh. If you look in the previous Amud, and bir halacha, dibra masavim kol avar shamu, so he brings that from the Taz. If you're blowing even in a shul, people standing outside, a little bit further away, you have to figure out what are they hearing. You have to figure out, because based upon the distance they are from the shul, are they hearing the sound of the shofar, or are they somehow hearing an echo of that sound? And that's what it says in the issue foot number 6, that we're going to say that we paskin like this Taz. So we should follow this Taz. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yesh misha machmir, there is a more machmir opinion that is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, Oz test by the Rosh, and also the opinion of the Ritva. V'omer, and they say, V'omdim mibachutz tomid nishma kolavar. Anybody standing outside is always hearing an echo. They're not actually hearing the sound of the shofar. And the issue footnote number 7 explains, Hainu michutz l'bor ha'morid. This is anybody standing outside the pit, outside the cave. But outside the shul, afalfi divrayim, imeinu shemea kol avar, yotzi dechova. But outside the shul, if you're definitely hearing the sound of the shofar, then you don't have to assume it's an echo. And that's based upon the taz that we just brought down. L'fizeh, divrayim mishnah bura kan. Now, the next thing that the mishnah bura is going to say, v'yesh lachush, he says that actually goes back on the previous statement of the yesh omrim from before. So now we can read that in the mishnah bura. V'yesh lachush l'dei hazu, shelo b'shas hadchak. If it's not under extenuating circumstances, you should blow again. Let's call ot pam. However, don't make a bracha, because maybe you're ready yotzei. I will believe bracha. Achi yabar lo shekol avar shama. Unless you know for a fact that you heard the echo, then you're allowed to go and make a bracha, because you weren't yotzei at all. Mechaber continues and he says, v'chein atokeh l'sol chavis gedol v'chiyotzei bo. If a person blows into a large barrel, or something similar to this. So again, imkol shofar shama yotzei. If you heard the sound of the shofar, yotzei. But if you heard the echo, imkol avar shama lo yotzei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches explains, hamechaber lo chile kan bein omdim misol chavis lo michutzlo. Here we don't make any distinction between whether you're standing inside this barrel or outside the barrel, like we did by the pit, because because people don't go inside a barrel. Into a pit, yeah, because they were hiding from the guy, but in a barrel, that was just to muffle the sound and not to go and have a whole bunch of people in the barrel, like it would be by the pit. You're only putting the shofar in there to maybe muffle the sound, so people shouldn't attract the attention of the guy. That's why the Mechaber didn't make any distinction here. The Bechavis call Avarasa Gedola. Therefore, by the echo that you're going to see by this barrel, that's definitely going to be a concern. And it's possible that even if you're in the barrel, you're hearing an echo. Yalkain, he says, Yesh Lahachmer Bezel, one should not use this method, the Lachso of Litko B'li Bracha, and you should, if you did use this, then if you do get a chance to hear Shofar again later on, definitely blow shofar again, of course, without a bracha. Unless Elohim came barlo, shekol shofar shama. Unless you're certain that you heard the kol shofar, then you don't have to hear it again. But it is more likely that you might have heard an echo, so therefore it makes sense to blow it again if you can without a bracha. With this, we conclude today's shir.